suppose you want to try mountain biking, but you don't want to invest thousands of dollars in a bike until you know whether or not you're actually going to like it. Or rock climbing. Maybe you want to try rock climbing, but you want to do it without having to buy the equipment first. Well, there's a free event coming up at the end of the month that'll give you a chance to try outdoor activities like climbing, biking, kayaking, and hiking completely free. It's called the Okawassee Festival. I've got the details coming up. Stay tuned.
WUTC 88.1 is a community radio station, and we want to hear from you. If you have ideas or story leads for Around and About Chattanooga, you can give us a call at 423-425-2224 and visit us online at WUTC.org.
Hello and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. In this segment, we're going to hear about an outdoor state park festival coming up at the end of this month. It's called the Okawassee Festival. That's a combination of the names Okoe and Hawassee, two rivers in the area. It's a celebration of spring. It features night sky viewing, bird watching, wildflower and waterfall hikes, and much more. And it's all free. Pretty good way to spend a weekend there. I'm joined today by a Tennessee State Park Ranger, Angelo Giansante. Angelo, welcome to Around and About.
Hey, thank you very much for having me here.
So this is your first ever Okawassee Festival. Exactly where does this take place?
It takes place at G Creek Campground in Delano, Tennessee. That's Polk County area just outside of Cleveland.
And you've got a huge amount of activities coming up during this festival, more than we can really cover in this segment. But I'd like to at least hit a few of the highlights. What you've got going on, one event has a hope log. I think that's pretty interesting. What is a hope log? What's going on with that?
Yeah, the hope log is something that I borrowed from an event I went to recently during the Christmas time. And basically, it was a party, and there was a log there, and kids were getting a draw on it. And I just thought that was really neat. And other people were writing things, and what is that? And so the purpose was for us to write everything that we hope throughout the year and put our goals in it. And then they burn that at the end of the night. And I thought that was really cool. So I wanted to share that with everyone who came to this event. And so it's going to be sitting out, and we're going to get to write, draw with your kids, just do part of whatever you want to learn if you hope to kayak by the end of the year, or just whatever you write down. And then Saturday night we'll have a storytelling and bonfire, and we'll burn the hope log there.
And so it goes on for 3 days, and as you were saying, kids are going to be there. This is really a family activity kind of thing.
Yes, sir. It's an all-ages family event. We're hoping to have events scheduled for everybody at all times, so that way if it's a hike where it's going to be a little bit further distance and you want to bring your little ones, then you'll probably be able to go to, like, the bird show or the snake show or something else to where the little ones will be entertained as well while everyone else is going to do something else. So that way everyone feels like they're a part of it.
You're going to be hosting the snake show. What is that? What are you going to be doing with snakes?
The snake show is, people aren't familiar with snakes, and so they're often terrified by them for what I consider to be no reason. They don't have arms or legs. They're not very fast, but yet we're just so scared of them. So the whole thing with the snake show is just to introduce you to the snakes in a way that makes you a little bit less terrified of them. You might not want to invite them over to your house or anything, but you still, you know, be more familiar with them.
So are these like poisonous snakes, garden snakes?
They're non-venomous, but there's a variety of non-venomous snakes. They're the more common ones that you'll see, so that way you'll be less tempted to try to knock their heads off when you see them. So
yeah, because I guess not all snakes are going to hurt you.
Actually, very few snakes will hurt you. And even the ones that can hurt you are less likely to if you don't poke at them or try to mess with them. So
you've also got a living history demonstration at Fort Mar. What is Fort Mar?
Fort Mar is the oldest fort that we have in the Tennessee area that's made of the original wood. It's a blockhouse. It's pre-Trail of Tears. It's from back it's back in the early 1700s. And so it's
this is before even the Civil War or anything.
Yes, it's before the Civil War. It was before Andrew Jackson was president. I mean, it was an early fortification for soldiers to be able to have somewhere to sleep at night while they were in enemy territory, which is what Tennessee was back in the day. It was, you know, the Cherokee and us did not have the greatest relationship.
Yeah.
And so it was just somewhere safe to sleep at night. And so we've had that fort moved to our park where we can do some really good interpreting and show people what it's all about. So we're going to have some people on loan from Red Clay and other areas that are going to be actually dressed in period dress, and they're going to talk about what life was like at the fort and what the fort was used for.
And you've got something about orienteering. Now, I think I'm like most people. I just got a GPS at this point. But so you're going to be teaching people how to get around without the GPS.
Yes, sir. Yeah. GPSs are great with batteries or
yeah.
or when you can get signal if you're not in the middle of a valley. Whereas if you have a compass, that works pretty much all the time. And as long as you don't break it, it's going to continue to function. So teaching people how to find where north is. And if you know where north is, you know where south is and east and west, hopefully. But that's the whole point of that, is just so that people can learn how to use a compass and be more familiar with where they're at.
And that's just a few of the things you've got coming up during this 3-day weekend. You've got hikes. You've got all kinds of outdoor activities. Where can people go to get a complete schedule of what's going to happen?
Okay, the schedule is actually being updated almost daily up until probably about a week before the event. So if you go to our Facebook page or our Tennessee State Parks page, either one, just look up Hiwassee Ocoee State Park, either on Facebook or just you can Google it. But either one of those will actually send you to one of our websites, and it's got a whole copy of our schedule and what's going on.
And this is your first year ever. It's happening on March 28th, 29th, and 30th. Are you planning to make this a regular thing?
We don't know. This is just an experiment to see. We had some fine gentlemen who lead hikes purely for the joy of it, and they just said, you know, more people should know about this. We really want to do something here. So my manager, Bridget Lofgren, and I got together and the other rangers, and we had a meeting. And so we just started calling people, and everyone seemed like they wanted to come on board and volunteer their time. So we just thought, well, we'll build it and see if people come. And if they come and have a great time, then we'll do it again next year.
And again, it's completely free. There's no admission charge.
No charge for parking, no admission charge. Just come and enjoy yourselves.
Angelo, thank you so much for joining us on Around and About.
Thank you very much for your time.
That was Tennessee State Park Ranger Angelo Giansante talking about the upcoming Ocoee Festival. It's also a chance to try outdoor activities, maybe things you've never done before, like mountain biking or rock climbing, in a non-intimidating environment. For example, you could try mountain biking and see if you like it without having to actually, you know, spend thousands of dollars on a mountain bike. Rock Creek Outfitters and other companies will be there offering classes. Ace Funyak will be there. They're a kayak company, and they'll have beginner paddling classes. More than 25 activities are going to take place across this whole festival. It starts March 28th. Again, it's free. Details are on Facebook. Search for Hiwassee/Ocoee State Park. You're listening to A Roundabout Chattanooga. I am Michael Edward Miller.